Why, hello, how are you? It's East Coast Vegas. I gotta tell you, well, first, let me tell you what day it is. It is Wednesday, July the 13th. Yeah, so it didn't fall on a Friday, because Friday the 13th have sucked for me over the last couple of years, I gotta tell you. Although, I think there was a Friday the 13th, I won a big jackpot at a casino. But regardless, let me stay on topic, because I have that ADHD, and I go all over the place. I stay on this one, and this one, I pop over here. You know how it is when you have that. Anyway, the moral of this audio boo is to tell you about something recently that's happened to me that is just remarkable. And I did not believe in it because I'm not very superstitious. I don't really believe in psychics and tarot cards and horoscopes and all that. I really don't. I think it's all just a bunch of hocus pocus, right? I don't really believe it. I recently just went to a psychic in a very tropical area of South Carolina. I was in Hilton Head recently. And after dinner, a date and I went to the psychic, and basically she said that, well, when she drew the cards, this is a true story, she drew the devil card and a guy hanging himself in a tree. And I thought to myself, well, I just need to get out of here before she tells me something horrible. Well, she explained to me how it all played in, right? So it doesn't necessarily mean that I'm the devil, nor does it mean I'm going to hang myself in a tree. But when you're paying a lady money to tell you your future, and she draws a card with the devil on it and a guy hanging in a tree, that's not the kind of shit I want to see it. But anyway, forget that. I'm staying on topic again. Let me get back to the focus area. A money tree. Now, I've seen these through the years as I grew up. There was a Baptist church that a preacher was leaving, going to another church, and they had a money tree there. Basically, it was like a little fake bush, and people were tagging money into it for him and his family for moving expenses and stuff. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm referring to is a real live tree and a potted plant, and they sell them at Walgreens. Now, most recently, a female friend of mine, who I guess I could call girlfriend at this point, recently went into this Walgreens and she picked this up for me and put it in the buggy because we were leaving. It was just a quick little trip because I use that as my Walmart because I get a Diet Coke and whatever there. And I just, it's really quick for me to go into Walgreens, even though they cost more. Regardless, so I get that situated. We get to the counter and she brings this money tree over and says, here, get this. And so, all right, we'll put it in the buggy. Let's go. Anyway, we bring it to the house. We put it under a lamp and we water it. Now, not 1 week later, the money tree allegedly brings money into your life, but not 1 week later, thousands and thousands of dollars have been presented to me as opportunity, right? Different things going on with my stuff, but regardless, money literally, and this is a true story, my right hand to God, money has come into me through this tree. I really feel it. So the moral of this story is, go to Walgreens with an open mind, or if you don't have a Walgreens, there's probably some sort of a plant store near you, and get yourself a money tree. Now, if you want to be identical to what I did, have your female friend buy the money tree, or actually bring the money tree to you. You pay for it, of course, because I think I did. But have her put it in your buggy, and then go to the checkout counter and buy it that way, because that's what I did. So if you want to like make sure you're superstitious, you want to do exactly what I did. I didn't pick it out. She picked it out. It's in a silvery pot. I've got the picture on audio boo, but literally, it has brought me a lot of positive energy and cash in the last week of having it. So if that motivates you, I hope it does. Hopefully you're having some fun this summer. I'm East Coast Vegas. We'll be back live with the HD show really soon as we broadcast our next adventure in the great state of Florida. All right, take care, everybody.